The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
0.07%. When the world learned that actress Michelle Williams only earned 0.07% of what Mark Wahlberg made for the reshoots in the film All the Money in the World, the outrage was, at least in my house. Oh my God. How about your house, Stu? It was crazy in my house. We were so mad, nobody even talked about it, but it was that bad. It's a headline that looks bad, but before you cry for the eradication of the male species, maybe you should look at the whole story here. In an effort to reduce controversy and to be an Oscar contender, the director, Ridley Scott, decided that he needed to reshoot all of the now disgraced actor Kevin Spacey's scenes in All the Money in the World. Why was he doing that, Stu? He was standing up for, you know, women and people who were...
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was part of the Me Too movement, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
while Kevin Spacey, a lot of the people he was harassing apparently were also men.
Yes.
But not all.
Yeah.
And
it was just to make sure that harassment is taken seriously.
Right.
Right, right, right. So both supporting actors, Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams, agreed to do the reshoots. Mark Wahlberg and his agent asked for $1.5 million to do the scenes, while Michelle and her agent negotiated for basically nothing. In fact, she said she would do it for free, but they paid her $1,000 to do the reshoots. So Mark and Michelle are both represented by the same talent agency, and Mark's agent pushed for $1 million payout. So why didn't Michelle do that? Because she's on record agreeing to do it for free. She said, "I'll be wherever they need me to be, whenever they need me, and they could have my salary, they could have my holiday, whatever they want, because I appreciate so much that they're making this massive effort," end quote. Now you're bringing this up that, oh, I didn't get paid anything. Now, Wahlberg, he didn't say those things. "The opportunity that this movie presents for Michelle is worth a lot more to her than her salary. All the money in the world could very well be the most important role of her career and make us go, Michelle Williams, Michelle Williams. Do I know Michelle Williams? I say Mark Wahlberg. I know who Mark Wahlberg is. It's possible that she may win an Oscar for her performance. If she does, then everyone will go, oh, Michelle, well, you know her from All the Money in the World. Remember she won that Oscar? Yeah. That's why she was so willing to reshoot without negotiating for more money. And if I may add, she didn't do the reshoots for free. She was paid $1,000, even though she volunteered to do the job for nothing. So, Michelle Williams, you got a bonus for reshoots and a very real chance of winning an Oscar. If she wins, she'll have something that Mark Wahlberg and all the money in the world can never buy. One of those stupid gold statues that you all covet so much.
It's Thursday, January 11th. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
It's amazing, too, because the money, all the money in the world is a movie essentially saying you shouldn't be greedy. Like, that's kind of the message of the movie.
What? No.
And yet, the complaint is that someone didn't get paid enough to do it, which is kind of funny.
Well, first of all, Stu, if we had to go and reshoot something, we were in a movie and do you think that they would, and I don't mean this... I just mean this because of the industry. Do you think that they would pay you as much money for the reshoot as you would me?
No.
No.
They would want, that's what happens.
And do you think that they would believe you if you said, I just can't do it. I don't have it in my schedule. I'm already on other projects. I can't go and shift gears and go back there and do that. Would you believe they would believe that of you as much as they would believe that of me?
Well, probably not, I guess.
Right.
I mean, You know,
I mean,
people get
you
busy
could say
and they
that,
take job. Like, I mean, an actress can be on something, but she was willing to do it.
Right.
Right. Like, he was like, I've got other stuff going on.
Right.
Pay me.
Right. And also, it kind of goes to him and his ability to demand. It's called the free market.
Yeah.
His ability to demand.
You have to ask for it to get it.
Right.
In this situation, they're asking you to do something that's above and beyond what you've agreed to contractually.
Yeah.
You have to say, hey, yeah, I'll do it, but I'm not going to do it unless you pay me X, Y, and Z.
I'm not going to do it for free, which is the opposite of what she said.
Right. She said she would do it for free. And again, right. Like, what do these people have to gain here? Mark Wahlberg is good in that movie. It's a good movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it, All the Money in the World. He's good. He does a good job in it. But Mark Wahlberg, you know, outside of the money, really gets nothing out of that role. I mean, he's a good supporting actor in a movie. He's already a megastar. It doesn't really matter all that much to him. Now, Michelle Williams is also really good in that movie, and she may very well win an Oscar.
Who is it? Is she the mom?
Exactly.
She play the mom?
Yeah, she's the mom.
Okay, so I don't even know. I would not recognize her if she was in the line at the grocery store next to me. I wouldn't know who she was.
I mean, so the point there is that she's actually got a lot more to gain from this movie
yes.
doing well.
Now, the question is this an Oscar thing for her? I mean, no, not the movie. I mean, is this of her bringing up saying, oh, my gosh, look at this. Look at what they're doing to me, a woman, to get the people in Hollywood to even go, oh, my gosh, look at her. She's such a warrior. She's our next Meryl Streep.
Right, that's what she wants out of this, right?
I guess.
You know? I mean, like, I'm looking at her IMDb page, and there's a lot of stuff that she's been in, but not a lot of big, you know, mega hits. And this is an opportunity for her to make a huge name for herself and get all sorts of amazing roles, and she's willing to try to make that happen for free. She doesn't have to. She could have. Think of what would happen if she went in, you know what, I want $1.5 million to do this. What are they going to do? Reshoot her parts too? Because she's in like every scene. So you have nothing you can really do with Michelle Williams. You'd have to pay her. And you know what? They would have. But if an employee comes to you and say, hey, I want to work through Christmas and I also don't want to make any money, are you, you know, you're going to say, okay,
So look, if this was reversed and Mark Wahlberg said, you know what, I am so disgusted by Kevin Spacey that I'll reshoot it, whatever you need. Just you don't even have to pay me. I'll work over the holidays. This is really important to me. Do you think they would have paid him $1.5 million?
No,
they
not.
Wouldn't have.
He demanded.
And if she said, you're going to have to pay me $1.5 million, they either would have paid her $1.4 or they would have found a way to shoot around her and not paid it. But most likely they would have paid it. And if she would have stood up and said, I made $1.5 million, and Mark Wahlberg then said, oh my gosh, I can't believe she made what I always paid $1,000. I would say the same thing. Mark, you said you would do it for free.
Yeah. Exactly.
You said it was really important. You'll do it for free. I don't know if you understand how to negotiate.
It doesn't. I mean, this is an important part of this. I'll give you another example, too. The movie Wolf of Wall Street. Remember Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, yeah.
So Leonardo DiCaprio is the big star of that movie. Mm. Jonah Hill is in it as well. Now, Jonah Hill plays a very large role in that movie. He's a pretty big star. I mean, like, you know who Jonah Hill is.
The fat jokes don't stop with you.
What?
He's a really big star. And, oh, my God.
He's a very large star.
And a big role.
Yeah. But he is, right? He's someone unlike Michelle Williams. If he walked up next to you in the line of the grocery store, you'd know who he was right away.
Yeah.
And he did that role because he thought it would raise, he really wanted to do the movie. He thought it would raise his profile. He thought it would give him a serious actor chops as opposed to comedic actor mm-hmm. chops. So he did that movie for scale. Which I want to say it was low six figures for the entire movie. So unlike Michelle Williams, who got paid a normal giant salary for All the Money in the World and then just didn't get paid for her reshoots, Jonah Hill barely got paid in Hollywood terms for the entire movie, Wolf of Wall Street. And he did it because he wanted to do it. I will take scale. I want to do this because this movie is important to me. It's important to what I think my career is going to be. And that didn't mean... Were the movie makers supposed to go to him and say, hey, you know what? No, you need to make 10 times that. Actually, Leo's making $20 million for this, so we got to make sure we pay you $20 million to even it out because you're two men, and men we treat equally, unlike women. No, they were like, okay, we'll take you for $100,000. Sure, that sounds like a great deal, and it worked out really well. I mean, this is. I don't know. I haven't seen this, but it doesn't seem like I've heard Michelle Williams actually complaining about this.
You know what's incredible is it means something to you. You know, you'd think that you'd be like, no, this means something to me. When did that become dishonorable? This means something to me, and I don't want to get paid for it. And this is important that we reshoot this. And somehow or another, really, if you really want to talk about it in fairness terms, how come Mark Wahlberg, how come this is not about money? How come this is about, how come this isn't about Mark Wahlberg? This didn't mean so much to you? You could easily twist this in. Oh, so you didn't care about Kevin Spacey. Right. You didn't care about all the abuse that was going on.
That would also be completely
wrong. But it would make more sense,
Than this.
This is, look at this. She didn't get paid. No, I thought this was an important thing to do.
People are tweeting that Michelle Williams was Charity in The Greatest Showman, which I know you saw. One of the big roles in that particular
Charity
movie.
Charity, that was the opera singer?
No, the wife.
Right? Oh, she was great.
She's great. She's really great. And someone's saying that she won an Oscar for Brokeback Mountain a million years ago.
That's one I didn't see.
I didn't see that either. And that's obviously because we're haters.
Yes,
In case you don't know, we don't like movies with mountains in them. We will not see them.
I'm very allergic to horses, even the horses on screen.
Right.
So,
but I mean, this is a smart move for her. If it's something she cares about, this is a great thing for her to do. It makes her easy to work with. And you know what? It's the other part of this is the reason why they needed to do reshoots is because they were taking powerful men who abused their power too seriously, right? That's the reason the reshoots exist in the first place. The movie is about greed. She is, and we're all like, how come they don't ever
see the irony of what they do. They never, ever do.
Great storytellers would have a sense for irony. They do not.
Movie after movie where it's like showing the evil government out of control, and then they leave the studio, the bell rings, and they're like, you know what, we need bigger government.
What?
All right, how you doing on your goals so far? Did you make any goals? Did you make goals for 2018?
Just to be less fat, that's it.
Mine was to be more healthy.
Oh, I don't care about health. I just want to be less fat. I'm sick of being fat all the time.
You're still in your 40s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's true.
All of a sudden, it'll change from fat to healthy. Yes, it will.
When does that change about?
It changed for me about 50.
Okay.
Yeah, then you were like,
I'd like to stay alive for a couple more years.
I wish I would have cared less about fat and more about health.
We should both report that both of us are sick right now.
Yeah, we're both flying on NyQuil.
Yes, so. I am complete. This is a show that we're going to do high, and we may very well fall asleep in the middle of monologues. If that happens, we'd appreciate you calling up, and we'll just pot up your call, and you can just talk and fill the space.
Yeah,
you know that's that.
We're trying to figure out which guest spoke the most last year that we could call up and just go, so how are you? And let them just monologue.
And let them just go. And then just in the middle of their conversation, we'll just start the commercials.
Right.
And then they'll come back and they'll still be talking. And we'll just let them fill.
We've had a few of those guests.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
There's a ton of things that I have to do this year. One of them, get organized, get into better shape, spend more time with family and friends. And to do it all, I have to be well rested. And that starts with getting a great night's sleep, which you're guaranteed to get every night when you sleep on a Casper mattress like I do. Casper is, I think, the perfect mattress, not only because it is really, really comfortable, it supports my back and everything else, but it is so wildly inexpensive when you A-B compare. Casper mattress, I'm not alone in loving it. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. The mattress ships for free in a box so small you're going to be saying to yourself, how the heck do they get it in there? Get a Casper now. Start your year off right. Try yours in your home for 100 nights free with shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com/Glenn. That's $50 off the purchase of your mattress. You can do it right now. Casper.com/Glenn. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Inexpensive and a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions apply.